coming back for more. I think you saw the title. It's called Seasonal Avodah. I like that one. Tis the season. Oh, okay. So you're probably trying to figure out what it's about. So Baruch Hashem. Wow, that was bad. Always try to turn your phone off before you give a vad. Rule number one. Okay. Have a mind tonight. The vad should be a schus, therefore shlema for Avram, Zechariah, Menachem, Ben Sara, Edel. Seich Shachel Yisrael. There's a fascinating pasuk in Parshas Noach, if we can rewind for a moment, of where the Torah tells us after the Mabul, how Hashem tells Noach, Yoim v'layla lo yishboisu. Day and night will not stop. Agav, just to mention, the Chafetz Chaim once asked the Bachar, how do you know that the sun will come up tomorrow? The sun will come up. How do you know that the sun will come up tomorrow? So he said, what do you mean? Because it came up today. So he said, that's not a proof. He said, the way you know that the sun is going to come up tomorrow is because there's a pasuk that says it. Yoyim v'layla lo yishbaisu. Day and night will not stop. Now what's more amazing, or just as amazing, is that the pasuk also tells us right there the source of all the seasons. Kayitz v'chayref. Summer and winter will continue from here on in. What was happening before the Mabul? There was no winter. There was no change of season. I was actually walking once in Brooklyn, Parshas Emor, Tovshin Samach Beitz. Why in the world I know when that is? Good question, but that's when it was. It was 2002, I was walking with Rabbi Trank, Shlita, Menahel of Yeshiva Masifta Darchei Torah. We were walking together, I was by his house for Shabbos, and it was beautiful, because it was between Pesach, well, the weather was always beautiful. If you ask me, the weather was always beautiful. But there was a type of weather that everyone says is beautiful, which is what? 70 degrees, right? 70 degrees in La Jolla, by the way. In La Jolla. In La Jolla, it's 70 degrees all year round. And it's somewhere near Los Angeles. And mostly they just use fans because you don't need air conditioning. It's just 70 degrees. Cool, right? I mean, not cool. Like, nice. So we're walking in Brooklyn. It was Parshas Emor. It was between Pesach and Shavuos. And Rabbi Trank says to me, you feel the weather? I said, it's delicious. Baruch Hashem. Intoxicating. He said, this is the way it was always before the Mabul. Before the Mabul, it was always like this. All around the world. Now, I don't know if La Jolla ever has changes of seasons, but Lamaisa, the way it was before the Mabul was way better than La Jolla. And the Marsha says that between Pesach and Shavuos, we can taste what it was like before the Mabul. Between Pesach and Shavuos. So before the Mabul, it was always beautiful weather, according to everyone. After the Mabul, things changed, seasons began, and now we have snow coming. Who's excited? Snow is coming. Comes along the Svarno and tells us why, and if you never heard the Svarno, it was Kedai that I should travel, not just from Rockaway. I should travel from Baltimore to tell you the Svarno. To travel from La Jolla, to tell you the Svarno. Says the Svarno. He like says it in a way that like, you're like, what? What just happened? When I first read it the first time, I was like, what? The earth is on a tilt. Did you know that? I found that out when they had the, I didn't really pay attention to my earth science, and this is being recorded. But I found that out, especially when we had the Birchas HaShemesh. Remember the Birchas HaShemesh? In 2009? How old were you in 2009?
Eight.
Eight? You remember that? You remember? You remember? You remember? Yeah, come on. Memorable. Do you know that my wife's grandfather was present at least at three of them? It's every 28 years. Rabbi Yasha was at four. Rabbi Yasha was present at four of them, okay? Just told over a great story. Oh, did I say it here? Story of 9/11? No. The story of 9/11? You have extra time tonight, so there's more time for stories. So there was a woman who wrote an article. She was around by the one, the Birchas Hachama, 28 years before 2009, whenever that was. Right? And she said that everyone gathered on top of the Twin Towers. Okay? And because that was like the first place you would see the sun. The highest point. So you'd see the sun first, make the bracha first. It was like a thing. Everyone gathered. And she said that everyone was commenting, wow, who's going to be here in 28 years from now? And she said, trust me, nobody was saying, do you think the Twin Towers is going to be here in 28 years from now? Everyone was saying, will I be here in 28 years? And no one thought that they would be here and the Twin Towers would not be here. Valdeca, right? Amazing story. True story. Anyways, back to the Birchas Hachama. The Birchas Hachama, I found that because they were showing videos everywhere about how the sun rays and how everything goes around. And I saw the videos then of the Earth. And I was like, wow, the Earth is on a tilt. And that's why there are seasons. How you doing, right? Because the sun's rays keep changing throughout the year of how it hits the Earth. Well, guess what? Before the Mabul, the Earth was straight Sfarno. You knew this?
Also during the fall and the spring, it's also straight.
Oh, yeah. Because the way it turns, yeah. But the Maisa, the only reason that it tilted was because the Mabul, there was Churban Ha'olam, and for whatever reason, I'm not telling you the reasons, I don't know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that the earth was affected by the Mabul and went onto a tilt. And that's when the season started. That being said, even when there is a change in the world, by the way, the Svarno says that's why they used to live such long lives. Life was at an optimum level in the time before the Mabul, partly because of the earth. That's what he writes. You could look at the Svarno yourself on this pasuk. But we have to know a principle that Rav Miller always says, often says, that even when things are changed, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu changed them because of a churban of some on some level, that's also the tithe. That's also for the benefit of us. So even though it's true, it came because of the Mabul, what we're trying to accomplish tonight is to observe and to appreciate the benefit in the fact that Hashem made the world in such a way. I don't know the cheshbonos of Hashem. But part of the avoda of open your eyes, which the whole Sefer Open Your Eyes is about observing that which Hashem made for us and seeing both the blessing in it and the avoda in it. And that's what I want to share with you tonight for the rest of the time, so you just came at the perfect time, by the way. Because now we're getting deep. Shlomo HaMelech teaches us in Kehelas, right? For every time, for everything, there is a time. For everything, there is a time. Eis lo ledes, there's a time to give birth. Eis lo mus, there's a time, Rachman al-Islam, to die. Eis lischaik, there's a time to laugh. There's a time for war. What's the chiddush of Shlomo HaMelech? Asks Rav David Miller. Shlomo HaMelech is just telling us all the things that we know about life. There's so many different things that happen in life. Or what is he trying to tell us? Says Rav Miller, a yisoid this for life. Rabbi said, pay attention. Now the song's going to have a different meaning. He's telling us, l'kol zman v'eis. Eis doesn't just mean a time. Eis means there's something supposed to be happening now. It's a time for achievement. Not just there's a time to give birth. No, there's something to achieve when a person is giving birth. There's something to achieve when you're dancing. There's an avoida, Rahman Lanslan Alavaya. There's an avoida when there's times of peace, and there's an avoida when there's times of war. There's different achievements to be had for every time and happening of life. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is teaching us. And if that's the case, every season that Hashem made after the Mabul has its great blessing and has its own unique avoda that's different than the other season. It's amazing to note, and this is something, and of course, we can't go into everything tonight, but we're just going to bring up the subject, and then everyone else that's listening, I'm bringing up the subject, and ten lechacham, v'yech kam oy. That means, I give to the wise ones. All of you are sitting here, obviously wise, because you came. And ten lechacham, I give to the wise ones, and you become wiser. Take it with you, and you start thinking about it. You know, I was talking a lot to the boys in yeshiva about the subject of Shara Bechina, of Open Your Eyes, and that's eventually the sefer I was zeichet to write, Baruch Hashem, in the art school store near you. So, in Open Your Eyes, I mentioned some of the things that the boys came back and told me after I told them to do that. Go out and think about it. And then a boy came back to me and said, Rebbe, I noticed something fascinating. I said, tell me. He said, there's no hair on the palm of your hand. I was like, yeah. He said, you know how complicated that would get if you have to start like getting something from your drawer and like your hairs would get stuck on everything in the drawer that you were trying to pull things out of? And he went on and on with more and more ideas. And then I saw what he said in the words of the stipler later on. And how about another boy came to me and he told me, Rebbe, I just noticed that there's nothing holding up my head. Heads are pretty heavy. When you get very tired, they don't stay up, right? Heads don't stay up when you get tired. But without thinking about it, the entire day, for most of the day that you're not falling down, when you're not falling asleep, the entire day your head stays up, even though you don't intentionally work on holding it up. Isn't that cool? So here's Neflois HaBoire that people observed on their own. There's endless to observe in the seasons themselves. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the seasons affect all of us in different ways. Some of the effects that it has, we could see the blessing. And some of the effects that it has, we could see the challenge. But the bottom line is that there's an avoda to be had, to be accomplished in each and every season that's different than the avoda in another season. Rashi tells us something amazing about Baba Kama. Rashi says that a shor, during the springtime, during the warm weather, has the natural feeling of going out and playing and frolicking outside, and then it's more muad to damage in the warmer weather. The reality is, we all know this to be true, as soon as it starts getting warmer, we start having that feeling that we want to go outside and chill or go outside and relax. There's a feeling that the summer brings about within a person. And a person has to utilize the season to achieve what you are supposed to achieve with that feeling. And if it's a nisayon, then that's what you're supposed to achieve. And the same thing goes with the winter. The winter has tremendous blessings in it. It forces a person to get to work. Adam la'amal yulad. I personally, who here likes the summer or the winter better? Winter, raise your hand. Yes. I have one person on my side. Anybody else? No one. Gosh, I think we just spoke about this. So I'm a winter bird. I was in Florida. I'm the only guy who was in Florida 2 weeks ago who couldn't wait to get back to New York. I was the only guy there, right? Because the winter is amelos. You stay inside and you get to work, and everyone's looking at me like, are you crazy? No, but when you're achieving good things in life, then you love the winter because it forces you to steig and to grow and to accomplish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a season that forces you to achieve. And there's greatness yainus in the winter. There's an asayin of a person feeling moped and depressed, and it's cold, and he just wants to crawl into his bed. Right? That's an asayin. But that means to tell us, basically the point I'm trying to make is, and this is the point that you have to think about for yourselves, every season, Hashem made that season in such a way for its blessings and for its avodah. That's the intention of Habayra Yisparach. There's a blessing in it. There's a blessing in snow. One snow is greater than five rains of blessing. One snow is greater than five rains. There's endless blessing in snow. There's great challenge in snow. And there's great avodah in snow. And I want to add one more point. And this is really the main point I wanted to tell you. Uvetuvim mechadesh b'chol yom tamid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh every single day with His goodness. Every day is a new existence. Every day is a new creation. But it's very hard for a person to recognize that newness unless he works on it. It's there, but for a person to recognize it, it's a tremendous avodah. The fact is that Chazal teaches us, someone who's mekadesh the levana, it's like he's mekabel panei hashchina. If you do kiddush levana, which we're going to do very soon, Be'ez Hashem. Last month, I did a little bit too early, so make sure you do it the right amount of time after the moilad. So I don't know if tonight is there yet. Make sure you know before you do it, make sure you find out. When a person mechadesh levana, the Gemara says, it's like he's been mekabel panei hashchina. Why? The Mefarshim explain. Everything in this world, for the most part, is repetitive. The sun comes up every single day the same exact way. Every single day, all the creations that Hashem made continue in the regular pattern, yom v'yom. But there's all of a sudden something in creation itself that Hashem made that is constantly being mechadish in front of your eyes and is changing. And it's an opportunity, therefore, for a person to recognize Hashem in a way that's even more than anything else. That's why it's ki'ilu mekabel panei hashchina, because it's an opportunity within the world to see the chiddush habriyah. Rabbi Yisai, the change of seasons, my humble opinion on the matter, the change of seasons is a way to help us being mechadesh ourselves and our appreciation of life. Is that a fact? Imagine if it was the same exact weather. I can't understand how people live in such a place. Right? The same exact, every day it's the same thing. Every single day it's the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a chiddush of seasons. It's an unbelievable chesed. There's an expression called variety is the spice of life. Isn't it? Never heard that expression? Variety is the spice of life. Right? Imagine if all of our food, that's why when Klal Yisrael were eating the man, even though it was the most amazing blessing in the world, The reality was, it looks exactly, it's the same white stuff that comes down, that you have to work on thinking about how it's different. But the fact that we have colors in our food, tastes, all types of smells and spices, gives a chiddush in life. Rabbi says seasons are a blessing of Hashem. They give us chiddush. That you know that there's a spring coming, and then there's going to be a summer, and then there's going to be a fall, and there's going to be a winter again. The chiddush allows us to be mechadish within ourselves and to see the chiddush habriya. Uvetuvay mechadish b'chol yoyim tamid. Rabbi say, the Yetzirah is mechadish upon a person every day with new strategies. We have to be mechadish within ourselves, a hischadshus every single day too, to override the Yetzirah. And part of the great blessing of seasons is that it helps us in this avodah. That's what I wanted to say to you tonight, Rabbi Sai. The Svarno ends off with the following words. I mentioned earlier, Aaron, that the Svarno tells us that the reason why there are seasons is because by the Mabel, the earth was put on a tilt. And that's why the sun's rays are different throughout the year. The Svarno says, and when Mashiach comes, the earth is going to go back. We don't have to worry about it then. It's Hashem. There's a story from Nassim Bach, very good. Nassim Bach Feigl says, I heard this from Rav Shimon Finkelman's Shlita. He mentioned that Nassim Bach Feigl was once walking in the street in Lakewood, and it was snowing. It's supposed to snow tomorrow, right? You excited? No, you're not the winter guy. Okay, yeah. We're excited, right? Yes.
Some people have no place to go.
Driving. I was driving. Yeah, I hear that. I get that. Yeah. Okay. I'm not gonna get involved. So, the bottom line is that Nassim Bachfeigl was walking in Lakewood, and there was snow on the ground, and he picks it up, and he's like, "The chaparayin from the snow. If the Mashiach comes, we're not gonna have this." That was the story that I heard. I don't know what it means. I'm just telling you what he said. Don't be nervous, because Mashiach's going to be even better than snow. Will there be snow in Eretz Yisrael when Mashiach? I don't know. But the Maisa la Maisa, the bottom line is, whatever way Hashem makes the world, we have to know that it was for our Shleimus. Our Shleimus. That's the point. Seasonal avoida is for our shleimus. And we have to appreciate each type of weather. Never to complain. And the Miller said, if a person can go through an entire summer and not complain once how hot it is, he's a ben olam haba, muftuch loishu ben olam haba. He's assured to be a ben olam haba, he said. Not one time the whole summer to complain about how hot it is. A person who goes through a whole winter, never to complain. Because complaining is really complaining of who you're complaining against. Let's just call a spade a spade. Or Miller's calls it Lashon Hara about Hashem. Complaining about the weather, he says Lashon Hara about Hashem. And therefore, we have to recognize the blessings and the chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to be able to accomplish every single season its own avoid. I'm not going into what the avoid of the summer is right now. The avoid of the winter is to steig and to grow. That's the avoid of the winter, to steig and to grow and to become the best version of ourselves, greatest snow and winter to everyone.